22 past 12. Well, it's all about Inter-Dominion, so let's talk a bit about the heats that will be set to be run at Gloucester Park tomorrow night. And joining us is HRV's Blake Redden. We'll be looking at a couple of shorties in some of these markets with the tab here. Blake?
We are. We are, particularly Chicago Bull in the first heat and Lazarus in the last heat. But I still think it will be quite interesting racing. Maybe Lazarus not so much. He should be able to get the job done. But certainly there's probably a few different scenarios that could play out the start of Chicago's Bulls race, which makes it still of great interest. And I think it's just that continual burn and build up towards the final that's so exciting, because we will learn a little bit more on Friday night going into that final a week and a bit away.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the markets that are up with tab.com.au for these heats. We look at Chicago Bulls heat, and he's installed at fives on at $1.20. You've got Shandale at $8.50 and Tiger Tara at $4.80. So what type of take do you have on this heat?
I couldn't be taking the $1.20, but I've talked him down all serious Chicago Bulls, so I feel a bit bad continually doing it. But look, there's some talk that Major Dan, if he really fired up after the start, could cross. That's probably added to the fact that now that Lauren Tritton has been declared the driver of Major Dan, so she'll have no qualms firing him up at the gate and trying to get him across Chicago Bull. Outside of that, even if he doesn't cross, there's going to be horses coming across that need to find a position. Shandale needs to earn points again to guarantee his spot in the final. He's going really well. Tiger Tara, look, it's an interesting little conundrum with him. He's clearly airborne. If they roll forward, he'll have to park. I don't think Chicago Bull would be willing to hand up to him unless the acid really went on. But he's going to end up in probably a little bit of an awkward position. But the way he's going, he sat outside Lenny the Shark and finished second. There's no reason he won't score points again. So I don't really know how to look at it. The start will be most important. We'll know after 100 metres if Chicago Bull can kick up and hold the lead. Then clearly he has to be the horse to beat, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was just a little bit of pressure in the race with Shandale rolling forward and Tiger Tara. I'm not saying it will bring him undone, but I definitely couldn't be taking the $1.20 about Chicago Bull.
Fair call. We go to the next heat. So this is probably the better betting heat as far as value. We've got the one San Carlo at $2.80, $3.50 for Lenny the Shark, and then you've got Soho Tribeca at $2.10. A really good betting duel between that trio.
It is, and it's going to be a most interesting race given the way the barrier draws fall. And San Carlo, we saw him lead in the Maryborough Cup. Now, this is going to go against popular theory, but I don't think he absolutely rushed the gate. I think it was a race where not many horses wanted to test him from out wider, and he was able to amble to the lead from the inside. A lot of people probably disagree with that and think he really did run the gate strongly at Maryborough, and there's no way they could cross him here, but I'm not as convinced. I'm not saying he will get crossed, but a horse like Devendra, who was very good at Bunbury, improved first to second heat. He's got really good gate speed, and he could definitely play a role at the start if they let him up off the arm. So, I'm not overly confident what will happen at the start here. Devendra could cross San Carlo. If he does, there's every chance he'd hand up to a Lenny the Shark if he got there quickly enough. So it will be a most interesting heat. I don't think Major Crocker has the gate speed these days. We thought he may come out running in the Victoria Cup. He sort of just cruised across with them and wasn't able to cross any for speed, so I doubt he could do same here, but he's gone terrifically well in his first two heats. It is an awkward barrier draw. Do you try and roll forward and land the 1-1 behind Eleni the Shark or a Soho Tribeca, or do you go back and play for luck to make the final? I'm not sure what he does, but he's definitely racing well over there in Perth, but the most interest will be around San Carlo. If he holds the lead, I think most people are expecting him to win. If he gets crossed, then it's a world of pain, and he's going to need some luck he's probably still on the borderline to qualify, to be honest, but he should do so. He shouldn't run worse than sort of fourth, even if he's three poles in running. So, that provides the most interest. I think Soho Tribeca is an interesting one. Can he afford to go back at the start and come with one run? I suppose if there's one thing we haven't seen from him in most recent times is his turn of foot. Although he's been able to run really quick halves, he's been doing it from the front on the pegs. Now, there's probably a chance or an opportunity on Friday night to drive him a little bit more quietly and show that turn of foot and get him ready for the final in case he does draw a bad barrier and he has to be driven for one run. So there's, again, every chance he can roll forward and he can breeze outside of whoever leads San Carlo or Lenny the Shark Devendra. And that way he's not going to finish worse than sort of second or third, and he'll show that little bit more toughness. I guess the counter-argument to driving him quietly, Soho Tribeca, is that he's actually had a couple of relatively soft runs, and maybe he does need a good strong hit out over the 2500 to get him rock-hard fit for that final over 2900 in a week's time. So we'll definitely speak to Kim Prentice at some stage during the week to get his thoughts on it, but clearly the most interesting of heats. I know David Aiken's confident that Lenny the Shark is on song, despite being beaten as a favourite at Bunbury, and for that reason you can't count him out of anything. And I get the feeling that maybe he's a little bit better horse in the chair. When he's in front, he can idle a little bit. When he's in the chair, he definitely digs in and fights for it. So maybe it's not even his worst position if he does have to breeze in a race like this or in the final.
In the final heat, we've got Lazarus, who's at 10s on at $1.10, the Two Galactic Star at $6.50.
Yeah, I mean, the start will be somewhat interesting. Galactic Star, I'm sure, will be up and about. Ego Dan from the inside barrier draw. Tanaka Eagle, we know, can run the gate to some degree, despite it not really working at Bunbury. And then you've got Yaya's Hotspot, who probably has to put all eggs in one basket and try and get to the pegs even from out wide on the front row. So there'll be a bit going on early. I think Lazarus will stay out of that early burn. When Mark does push the button with him, I'm pretty sure he'll find the front. I can't see anything here wanting to hold him out. And for that reason, the dollar, the short price does look the right price. Again, I'm not going to tip people into taking such short odds, but it looks the right price in this race of the two short price favourites. I'd be more happy to throw Lazarus in multiples. You know, his run at Bunbury was otherworldly. It was extraordinary to sit parked in a 152 mile around that track and still be coming on the line to Tiger Tara, who's clearly airborne. He's clearly racing at the peak of his powers. I think he's only going to improve off the run, Lazarus. I suspect that he probably came into the first heat a little bit underdone. We saw that improvement into his second heat. I get the feeling he'll probably blow them away on Friday, and then he'll go into the final around that $2.50 mark. And to my eye, from everything I've seen, I'm sort of half winding myself up here, but I think that he's close to unbeatable in the final if he turns up in his best form. I know there's going to be horses looking to roll forward and breeze and do different things in the race, but I think he's the one that he could do almost anything and get the job done. So it's an important night for him. He does have to win, and he does have to win impressively given it's the softest heat, but I'm expecting him to do same. I think Galactic Star's the still the little blowout for the series. He can't win it, but he can definitely run a place in the final. And then Yaya's Hotspot, who was so good at Bunbury, and Ego Dan are probably the next best in this heat.
It's approaching 12:30. We'll come back and analyse that final market in a moment. This is Winners on RSN 927. At 28-1, let's go through the final market with tab.com.au for the Inter-Dominion with Blake Redden. And Lazarus is still favourite, 270. Soho Tribeca at 3. Chicago Bulls at 5. Tiger Tara, 850. Lenny the Shark is a $9 chance. And then you're looking on the next line to Shandale, who is at $26-odd. Do you think that market is pretty right there, Blake?
I mean, it's close enough, and again, a lot of people will disagree with my opinion here, but I think Chicago Bull and Tiger Tara are going to need a lot to go right to win the final. I think, arguably, they're both slightly under their true odds. I think the one that's slightly over his true odds is Lenny the Shark. I think Aiky's a bit tied up with his horses right now, but I spoke to him about half an hour ago, and the Bloods have come back after Bunbury. The Bloods are good. The horse is 100% sound. There's no question marks on his soundness, as you know, a few people are trying to say. So he's very happy with the horse. He seemed relaxed. He seemed like the horse will be back in his best form Friday and then into the final, which will suit him better the staying trip. So I think at $9, he's the probably the one that's slight overs of the second tier chances. I think Soho Tribeca is his right price around $3. Maybe he's a $3.50 chance, but as I said and alluded to a little bit earlier, I'm winding myself up that Lazarus is near unbeatable, because look, his Kaikoura Cup win is a really good indicator. And Mark's already said that he's handling the bends fine around Gloucester Park and Bunbury. He can sit park, to my eye. He could come three wide with no cover. If he gets there quick enough, he may even lead in a final if there's pressure, sustained pressure, and he's in the breeze. He may just be able to bully his way to the top. If he draws a barrier, he's probably got enough gate speed to hold most of his major rivals. There's just plenty in his favour, given the sort of form that he's in. And most importantly was that progression from first heat to second heat. He was beaten a good deal, 11 metres, by Soho Tribeca, but he really closed that margin, even though it was only not only, but it was Tiger Tara, not Soho Tribeca in the second heat. He just looked a much better horse. He was skipping over the ground. He looked quick. He looked sharp. And I think we'll see more of that come Friday. So $2.70 for him looks overs. I think he should be a bit shorter. I think Soho Tribeca is his right price. Then Chicago Bull and Tiger Tara. You can probably have a roll of the board or more with me and Lenny the Shark a bit shorter. Of the outside chances, Shandell's a very good horse, but I just can't see things working out for him. I think San Carlo, again, we've spoken about him ad nauseum, but $6 a place is still okay money. He's all but guaranteed to make the final with the barrier draw, you'd think. If things work out for him, he can definitely run a place. And Galactic Star, who has now won a heat, beating Lenny the Shark and Yaya's Hotspot and ran well in the first heat. So, again, he's basically guaranteed a spot in the final. He's $6.80 a place with tab.com.au, and he's another one that I'd be happy to have a little speculative bet on to run a place. Again, I don't think they can win, but they're probably the two horses at bigger odds that I think are place chances in the final.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Blake.
No worries.
Blake Redden with his take on the Inter-Dominion heats and final.